We were dispatched to a fire at Cooper Tire just after 7 o'clock. It was about 7:08, and they said there was a fire on the second floor. Once we got here, we did meet Cooper Tire fire brigade guys, and what it was, there was a fire in kind of some air handling equipment. It's more like dust collectors, and there's kind of three of these. They're very large dust collectors that are up on the roof, and they're connected with ductwork down inside to some of their production lines. So the kind of dust that they're picking up is some of the rubber products and stuff like that. So it's pretty combustible. And I have no idea how it started yet, but the fire was burning inside those ductwork and inside those air handling units. So partnered up with some of the Cooper Tire guys, and were able to get inside and get up on the roof and open up some access panels. It was just really difficult to access those because once we got up on the roof, there was a lot of obstacles to get over there, and we had to stretch hose lines up there and stuff like that. The humidity today is pretty high, and that took a toll on all the firefighters working.
I heard maybe one was taken for heat exhaustion.
Yeah, one was transported. He's down in Blanchard Valley right now. He's doing well, but yeah, we believe that to be heat exhaustion. So they're giving him fluids and monitoring him right now, but he should be just fine after some rest and fluids. Cooper Tire was on shutdown this week, so they had minimal staff here. So it's not, I don't think they had their typical response, what they normally have. But they still had a pretty adequate response from their fire brigade people. So they're always invaluable for this kind of thing because the plant's so large and so complex.
Okay.
But we declared this officially under control at about 8:55. Now they're still up on the roof, and we have a crew in on the second floor. Both of those crews are paired up with Cooper Tire firefighters, and they're checking temperatures of the air handling units and the ductwork. We've still got some elevated temperatures that we're concerned about, and we're trying to get water down in through all that ductwork to cool it down. But it's just very tough to access some of that ductwork and get water where it needs to be.